You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
TFA fam, welcome back in. We are on to week 5, so that means we're going to be discussing our top 36 wide receivers for this week, so you can get that dub. So let's go ahead and get right into it and start with our wide receiver ones. Kicking things off, we have Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Puka Nacua, Jaylen Waddle, Devonta Smith, and Michael Pittman Jr. Cody, hit us with some of your wide receiver ones this week.
Kick it off with the Eagles receivers. A couple weeks ago, I had talked about A.J. Brown being a bounce-back candidate, and he delivered for us in a big way. Over the past 2 weeks, he is averaging 9 catches for 150 yards. Now, if you look at the matchup this week, maybe in the app that you use, you might see the red next to his name signifying that this could be a bad matchup because the Rams have allowed the 7th fewest half PPR points per game to wide receivers. And while they're definitely playing much better than Kev, especially we expected. We were talking about this Rams defense might be one of the worst in the league. It's not like they've faced an onslaught of top-tier wide receivers, right? Week 1, they faced a broken Seahawks offense. Week 2, they gave up 3 rushing touchdowns to the 49ers. Week 3, that was the broken Burrow game where Chase did go off, but outside of that, you know, they didn't get much production from their wide receivers. And then last week, they faced just 25 pass attempts from Anthony Richardson, and his 2 passing touchdowns went to tight ends. All that to say, A.J. Brown and the Slim Reaper are in another good spot in week 5. I also like Devonta Smith. Although he's not getting completely peppered with targets, he's still averaging 7 targets per game over the last 4 weeks. So I think he's in a good spot, and this could be a sneaky spot for Devonta Smith to kind of have one of those games where he outperforms A.J. Brown. Moving on to Amon-Ra St. Brown, similar to the Eagle situation, you might look at Amon-Ra this week in your lineup and see that, you know, that red next to his name, but it's much more about who the Panthers have faced up to this point versus them really having a shutdown type of secondary. They're also banged up in that secondary as well. You can fire him up with confidence in a game where they are 9.5-point home favorites and a 44.5 total. So they're going to have a nice implied team total here in week 5. Puka, I want to bring him up also as a way of bringing up Cooper Kupp, who is scheduled to start resuming practice this week, but by all the reports coming out, it doesn't really seem like he is going to be expected to play in week 5, and it's looking like more like a week 6 type of return for Cooper Kupp. But even if he does return, I'm not going to be bumping Puka down that much. One, because I'm not going to expect Cooper Kupp to come in and play a full complement of snaps in this first week. But two, Puka has shown that he's the real deal, right, through the first 4 weeks. He is 4th in target share, 4th in PPR points, 1st in receptions, and 2nd in the league in receiving yards. Philly's weakness on defense does come through the secondary and through the pass. They've allowed the 5th most half PPR points per game to wide receivers. I think the Rams are going to struggle on the ground, but as long as Stafford has enough time to throw, Puka's going to be in for another solid week. And last but not least, wanted to bring up Brandon Ayuk. In two of his three games played, Ayuk has now finished as the wide receiver 2 and the wide receiver 8 in half PPR scoring. The other game where he finished, I think it was outside of even like wide receiver 4 territory. That was the week that he got banged up with the shoulder injury. So not going to hold that against him. Now we have Debo, who is banged up. He played last week, but he was more in a decoy type role. He only saw carries. He didn't receive any targets. He was dealing with 2 injuries as well. So if that's going to be the case, Ayuk is going to see an increased role here. And going up against this Dallas defense that's obviously now without Trevon Diggs after he tore his ACL in week 3, I think Ayuk is in for another big week going up against Dallas.
Yeah, and the only player that I really wanted to talk about really quickly was Michael Pittman. We do have him as a wide receiver 1 this week, and I think he is in a fantastic spot against the Titans. As you know, you do not run against them. You can definitely throw the ball against them, as they have allowed the 6th most PPR points to the position so far, and they've allowed the 5th most receiving yards to wide receivers. So I know Michael Pittman wasn't great last week, but this is a good bounce back spot for him in this matchup against the Titans. So I do like Michael Pittman quite a bit. Let's keep it moving here, and let's move over to the wide receiver 2s, and that is Brandon Ayuk, Chris Olave, Calvin Ridley, red hot Nico Collins, Terry McLaurin, Garrett Wilson, Debo Samuel, Christian Kirk, Zay Flowers, DJ Moore, Christian Watson, and Marquise Brown. So Cody, let's keep it moving here and let's talk about some wide receiver 2s.
Yeah, I feel like the wide receiver 2s this week, I don't know how you felt, Kevin. It was like kind of like ugly for me, just for the fact of obviously we're dealing with our first round of bye weeks. And then there's also like, I feel like there was a bunch of like questions and uncertainties here in the wide receiver 2 group. But there's still some names that are definitely worth mentioning and guys definitely worth talking about. First off is going to be Terry McLaurin for me. Had his best game of the year, finishing as wide receiver 20 last week. Now, obviously, this could go sideways on this Thursday matchup. We could just have a completely ugly game here with these two teams. But if we get good Justin Fields and good Sam Howell, this game could have some sneaky fantasy fireworks. And on the flip side of that, talk about DJ Moore. Now, it's really hard to trust Justin Fields in this offense just in general, but DJ Moore does have at least 100 yards and or a score in 2 of his last 3 games. Now, obviously, Thursday night games, you know, make you feel, you know, for me anyway, like feel kind of gross. I never really like starting anyone in a Thursday night game. So I'm fully expecting that this is either going to be a 17-point total or a 57-point total. Like there's going to be no in between. But because of these defenses on both teams, I think there is some reason for optimism and believe there will be multiple pieces here to look at in week 5. Moving on to the Jaguars receivers with Calvin Ridley and Christian Kirk. It's obviously been a huge letdown for Ridley since week 1. But having said that, life could be made easier here with no Tre'Davious White with the Bills coming to London. In this game, I think we see the Jags push. They're going to be forced to open it up here. Should hopefully lead to Calvin Ridley seeing more than 2 fucking targets in this game. And then for Christian Kirk, I like him in this spot regardless if Zay Jones is able to come back. Like I said, they're likely going to be pushed. That's going to force them into more 3 wide receiver type of sets, and that's whenever you can look at Christian Kirk. Kirk has seen double-digit targets in 2 of his last 3 games. Like I said, obviously we're going to feel better if Zay Jones is forced to miss another week, but I'm going to like Christian Kirk in this spot regardless.
Yeah, and I just wanted to do my due diligence here and highlight Nico Collins and just how incredible he has been and probably one of the best steals of the draft so far or of the season. People who drafted him likely took him in like the 11th, 12th round. And he now has 2 games where he has been a top 5 wide receiver. He has scored at least 14 PPR points in 3 of his 4 games. And, I mean, he's seeing a 24% target share in an offense that's throwing the ball a lot. He's also 18th in yards per route run. He is 4th in yards per target. He is 9th in yards between pass attempts. And he is 11th in yards after the catch. So he has been absolutely incredible. And he's averaging 20.7 fantasy points per game, which is 7th most among all wide receivers. So Nico Collins has been him. He is the wide receiver 1 within this offense. And I know people are worried about Tank Dell, but Tank Dell is going to be fine. He is, I think, the number 2 wide receiver. They are both going to have their weeks. And so I do think, as well as this offense is played, I think it is a positive sign. So let's go ahead and move over to the wide receiver 3s. And those are Jakobi Meyers, who has also been incredible so far to start the season. And then Gabe Davis, Cooper Kupp, if he plays, Cortland Sutton, Tank Dell, George Pickens, DeAndre Hopkins, Jordan Addison, Adam Thielen, Romeo Doubs, Jerry Jeudy, and Tutu Atwell. Cody, wide receiver 3s.
Yeah, let's kick it off with some of those Green Bay receivers you were mentioning. It's a nice spot here going up against the Raiders, who are tied for the 11th most fantasy points per game allowed to wide receivers. I think if you have Christian Watson, you're starting him. We should see his role increase. But I also think Romeo Doubs and Jaden Reed are worth looks here too as well. Although I think they're going to carry more variance than they have in previous weeks with Watson increasing his usage. He only ran 20 routes last week. Even Dontavian Wicks ran more routes than he did, but I think they all have an optimistic view overall for this week. You're likely not needing, quote unquote, needing to start Doubs or Jaden Reed outside of deeper leagues, but if you have to, I think you can feel pretty solid about it. Adam Thielen, you know, the revenge game wasn't as revengeful as we had hoped for. He was still more than fine, finished as wide receiver 22 in half PPR scoring last week. Gets another nice matchup here against the Lions in a game where Bryce Young should have to drop back in catch-up mode. So I do like Thielen again as a solid wide receiver 3 play. Jordan Addison, he's been frustrating for the first couple of weeks. He should see more volume here, though, as well. The Vikings taking on Kansas City should be able to just absolutely shred that Vikings defense apart, which is going to obviously force Cousins into more of a pass-heavy game script. So although Addison did nothing last week, he was posting solid yardage numbers through the first 3 weeks prior to that. He did have 2 touchdowns in the first 2 weeks, so I think you can look his way again in week 5. Jerry Jeudy, he is playing the most slot snaps among the Denver wide receivers, and if that stays this way in week 5, he could end up having himself a nice fantasy day, because that obviously means that he's going to avoid Sauce Gardner in this matchup. And obviously, he hasn't been great by any means. He does have a 19% target share, and his 13.6 average depth of target does rank 22nd among wide receivers. So I think you can look his way as like a wide receiver 3 or a flex play in week 5. And then just some names to mention here outside of the wide receiver 3 range. Rashee Rice, you know, it's although this number is much lower than any other number we talk about as a positive for a wide receiver, his 13% target share does lead all Chiefs wide receivers, and there's no wide receiver that has a target share even in the double digits. So I think Rashee Rice, again, going in this matchup I was just talking about with Jordan Addison, I think he's worth a look here, again, in deeper leagues. And then also Josh Downs, you were mentioning Michael Pittman in the matchup that he's in. Obviously, that transfers to Josh Downs as well. The numbers didn't look good for any indie pass catcher from week 4, and that's because Anthony Richardson completed 11 passes. So obviously, on that type of day, you're not really going to have anybody that blows up. And I think there are better days ahead, and that could start as early as this week. And then just someone to monitor, keep an eye on, is obviously going to be Jameson Williams, who's being reinstated from his suspension, going to be making his debut in week 5. If he's out there on waivers for some reason, hasn't been stashed on someone's IR or just at the end of their bench, he's definitely worth a pickup here. And then if he ends up not doing much in week 5, I think he's going to be worth kicking the tires on, because you're going to have someone who might be annoyed at the fact they've held on to him for this long and then he didn't come through in week 5. So he's definitely someone we need to be paying attention to, because he brings a different element to this Lions offense that has just been clicking on all cylinders. So he's someone to watch out for.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk about Rashee Rice as well. And there's a couple things that I want to bring up about him that I think underlying is getting better, right? So one, Sky Moore, he's been terrible. Like, I at this point, I don't know what the Chiefs can do with him. He looks like a bust. That's all there is to it. We've actually seen that in corresponding with his numbers dropping. I mean, he started with running 64% of the routes, and he's all the way down to 50% of the routes, where we've seen Rashee Rice start to jump up. He started at 27% of the routes, and then 13% of the routes week 2. He's all the way up to 51% of the routes now. He's starting to become more involved. His target per route run rate is growing, and his target share is growing. He's seen a target share the last 2 weeks of 19% and 15%. And so there is a lot to like here with Rashee Rice. He's 7th in target separation on the season, 20th in yards after the catch, and he is 10th in yards per route run. So he is definitely the best wide receiver on this team. I think it's only a matter of time until you start to see him more and more acclimated within this offense and get utilized more, because he is clearly the best wide receiver they have. It's not Sky Moore. You have MVS, who just does the sprints up and down the field every week and gets a good workout, and then Justin Watson mixes in. But Sky Moore is definitely not it. He's out there. he's just not seeing any targets. If the man is out there playing this amount of snaps and can't draw any targets, I think it's a problem. So I do think Rashee Rice is definitely in play against Minnesota, who allow the most fantasy points to wide receivers on the season. So this is a great matchup for the Kansas City wide receivers. So if you are needing a wide receiver, you have wide receivers on bye, Rashee Rice, I think, is definitely a plug-and-play wide receiver 3 this week. And with that being said, I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button, and we will see you on the next one.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.